Welcome to the Battle Drill Devotional Podcast with Captain Rob Westwood Payne.
Today is Friday, the 16th of February. This week on the Battle Drill Daily Devotional Podcast, we focus on the character of God. Our final Bible reading this week is found in Numbers chapter 6 and verses 22 to 27. The Priestly Blessing. Then the Lord said to Moses, "Tell Aaron and his sons to bless the people of Israel with this special blessing. May the Lord bless you and protect you. May the Lord smile on you and be gracious to you. May the Lord show you his favour and give you his peace. Whenever Aaron and his sons bless the people of Israel in my name, I myself will bless them." Do you ever wonder if God is smiling down on you? What makes God smile? Some people mistakenly believe that God only smiles at us when we're doing something right. But the truth is, God is always smiling at you. He's never ashamed of you. In fact, he's cheering you on every step of the way. In these verses from Numbers chapter 6, we see how God's smile isn't dependent on our perfection, but on his unchanging love for us. The people of Israel were far from perfect. They made poor decisions and they struggled with weak faith. Yet God continued to smile upon them. In verses 24 to 26, God commanded Moses to tell Aaron and his sons to bless the Israelites with these words: "May the Lord bless you and protect you. May the Lord smile on you and be gracious to you. May the Lord show you his favour and give you his peace." Despite their shortcomings, God chose to bless and keep them. He turned his face towards them, showering them with his grace and his peace. These verses remind us that God's smile isn't based on our performance, but on his unwavering love and desire to bless us. God's smile isn't distant or detached. It's personal and intimate. In the final verse, God says, "Whenever Aaron and his sons bless the people of Israel in my name, I myself will bless them." God wanted his name to be placed upon the Israelites, signifying his presence and his favour. His smile was a constant reminder that he was with them, guiding and protecting them. Just as God's presence was with the Israelites, his presence is with us today. He smiles upon us not because of our perfection, but because he loves us unconditionally. He wants us to experience his blessings and peace in every aspect of our lives. It's so easy to feel unworthy of God's smile when we make mistakes or struggle with our faith. However, the truth is that God's smile isn't contingent on our performance. He sees us as his beloved children, and he delights in us. What makes God smile? Well, when we seek to follow him, even imperfectly, it brings joy to his heart. He smiles when we show kindness, love, and forgiveness to others. He smiles when we trust him in the midst of uncertainty. He smiles when we seek his guidance and rely on his strength. Remember, God's smile isn't a reward for perfection, but a reflection of his unwavering love for you. So embrace his smile today, and let it encourage you to continue walking in his ways, even when you stumble. May you find comfort and encouragement in the knowledge that God's smile is always upon you. As you reflect on these encouraging words today, maybe this question will help and encourage you further. How does knowing that God's smile isn't based on your performance but on his unconditional love change the way you view yourself and your relationship with God? I hope to see you again for some more Battle Drill daily devotionals. But in the meantime, may God bless you and smile upon you.
If you would like to subscribe to Captain Rob's Battle Drill Devotional, wherever you choose to listen to podcasts, or if you'd like to receive them direct to your inbox, head to www.equippinghispeople.com/devotional and follow the instructions.